We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Marijuana was strong.
That makes me sleepy.
He's dealing with the comic book community, and we're a rough bunch.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
We are the aliens.
They probably just look like uglier versions of humans, if that's possible.
Yeah, I think as we've learned, facts are not really that important anymore.
I'm not here to be liked. I'll be respected, though.
I'll just say this. As bad as it is, I'm having a good time.
Hillman, good to see you, buddy. I had everyone back in Boston for me.
What's going on, everyone?
Happy Friday.
Yes, it is. Woo! It is a Friday, and it is 6:01, and...
Ooh, 6:01.
What?
Kudos, sir.
Well, what do you mean?
What are you doing here early, kid?
I mean, it's not
6:02, and it's not 6:03.
The way I look at it, we're a minute late. Ooh. We should have started the show at exactly 6:00. But
okay.
It's the end of the week. It's all right.
Whatever.
You know, it's okay to mail it in a little bit at the end of the week. Mm-hmm. If you would like to be on the show this morning, you could call on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-WAAF, or you can text on the text line, which is 97107. And it's raining now, and it's going to rain for most of the day today. Maybe a little bit of relief this afternoon. But in general, starting the weekend off with moist conditions out there, Danielle. The temperature is going to get to 51 again. I feel like we're going to get walloped, as the weather people say, with some massive either deep freeze or blizzard of 78, mm-hmm. Snowstorm.
Yeah.
Because this is too good to believe.
And it's going to happen on opening day.
It's going to happen on
opening day. We're going to get 6 inches of snow on opening day.
Yeah.
Well, I woke up this morning and I was going to call you and say, are you opening the pool?
It is. I mean, it really is.
I mean,
it really is warm.
Why not?
I mean, we're lucky. We're lucky. Enjoy it while you can.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very busy show today. And we're going to give away the last two spots on our lonely singles trip to the casino, which is happening on Valentine's Day. That's next Thursday. And if you're listening during either the 7 o'clock hour or the 8 o'clock hour, then you can win your way to the brand new MGM Casino out in Springfield, I believe. I don't go to Springfield much. We have to leave.
Oh, really?
We have to leave tomorrow in order to get there by next Thursday.
You could probably go early Sunday morning if you wanted.
All right.
I got to tell you, kid.
Yes, LB.
It is a great town to play in.
Springfield is?
Oh, my God.
When
are the happiest people there. There's bars on every corner.
When was
they got peeler joints on every corner.
Really?
It's phenomenal.
When was the last time you were there? They've been in the news for some issues in the area out there. No?
Are you saying that I was in the news?
No.
Springfield
in general.
They get the nice hotel downtown, and then you get to walk everywhere to all the peeler joints.
Uh-huh.
They have the international. Uh-huh. The girls dance on the bar.
Well, I do have good news for those of you who may be joining us on our lonely singles trip to the casino. We are going to be joined by the uptalker,
mm-hmm.
Natalie,
yep.
from the Millennial Olympics, and we are also going to be joined by the unicorn from Ask a Swinger. So both of them, Shu had graciously offered to to both of them the chance to sleep in his room, but we've obtained Well, I don't think they didn't pass Danielle. I mean, the guy's right over here.
I know, but
oh, he's staring you
okay,
down.
Okay, Emily Ratajkowski.
He's staring you down.
Whoa.
I'm just saying, you're a married man.
Whatever.
You might want to go down that road.
Oh, so is LB.
That's seriously. A whole other definition of married, first of all.
So if you join us, then you'll get to hang out with both the uptalker, Natalie, and the unicorn, who is who identifies as a swinger,
right?
A solo swinger. All right. So 7 and 8 o'clock hours for your chance to join us on the trip. At 7:50 this morning, we will get to LB's greatest moments of the week.
Oh, no.
And Mark Shu has informed me that there is a bonus greatest moment of the week.
Oh,
and
yes.
So. We'll get that at 7:50. I can't
wait.
Oh, you're
such my best friend.
I can't wait for that. And at 8 o'clock, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back, and you can leave one of those right now or anytime up until 8. And the Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That is 617-779-5463.
What is this feeling I'm feeling, thinking about that extra moment? Oh, it's Schadenfreude.
Listen, we're going to find out together.
I'm very excited for the bonus moment.
Yes. So, all right. Also, at 7:20 this morning, this is very important. Very important. At 7:20 this morning, we will discuss why you should take that vacation trip that you have always dreamed of before one newcomer to Congress has her way and bans air travel.
This is out of control. So, this whole thing, this whole package is out of control. I see like a quarter of a valid point on one thing that I'm passionate about.
Is it cow farts?
Yes.
You're passionate about cow farts?
Yes.
Oh.
But
yeah.
Outside that this is just, I can't wait to talk about it.
Hey, if a cow farts in a barn and there's no one there to hear it,
it's not a cow. It's LB.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So we'll discuss that at about 7:20 on the Sporting's Hillman Morning Show. All right, let's see. Coming up in just a moment or two, how creepy is it? Excuse me, seat 14B, but would you like to join the Mile High Club? That is how creepy is it? Coming up in just a little bit. Also coming up, Florida, not like the rest of us, what one city councilor was doing to the faces of her male colleagues that is not very sanitary, in my opinion. And if what two Rhode Island exotic dancers are accused of doing to a Boston police officer doesn't end up on live PD, I am boycotting the show. So all of that and today's news is coming up next.
The Snow Country Ski Report is brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, Davey in Snow Country with the WAAF Ski and Snowboard Report. Hi, Davey in Snow Country. Colder, drier air is ready to take over and restore order for our ski areas this weekend. Dave was taking the sneak peek in the White Mountains.
Here at Waterville Valley, Mother Nature has handed out a variety of weather this week, but the skiing and riding are still holding strong. Trails like True Grit, White Cat, and the Chute make for some incredible turns. With over 2,000 vertical feet of skiing and riding, This is an impressive resort. From Waterville Valley, I'm David Ewing.
Wachusett Machine Group, snowing day and night, 25 trails open. In New Hampshire, Waterville Valley, Attitash, Cranmore, all with over 50 trails apiece. Smuggler's Notch Vermont, America's family resort. Voted the number one overall resort in the eastern U.S. and Canada. Visit smugs.com. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis on 107.3 WAAF.
Cut the cut. An evening with Shinedown live. Attention, attention, world tour. It's about to get July 1st, Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion. With special guests, Bad Flower, Dinosaur Pileup, and Broken Hands. Tickets on sale Friday, February 8th at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. New album, Attention, Attention, available now. There's more at Shinedown.com.
The All-Star Concert Event of the Year, celebrating the music and legacy of Jimi Hendrix.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Experience Hendrix. Music's greats come together live on stage. The legendary Billy Cox from Band of Gypsies and the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Joe Satriani, Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, Johnny Lang, Dweezil Zappa. Eric Johnson, Doug Pinnock from King's X, Chris Layton from Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble, Mato Nanji from Indigenous, Kenny Aronoff, the Sly Brothers, Henry Brown, Kevin McCormick, Taj Mahal, plus many more. April 4th at Lowell Memorial Auditorium. Experience Hendrix. Tickets on sale now at LowellAuditorium.com. Don't miss Experience Hendrix, April 4th at Lowell Memorial Auditorium.
My son's dead.
He got mixed up with a gangster.
Now,
gonna kill him.
Oh, Jesus.
Catch the movie that's a hit with the critics. Cold Pursuit is a dark, devious comedy, and Liam Neeson is at his best.
What makes you think you can kill a man?
Love it, my crime novel.
Cold Pursuit, rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Now playing.
CBS Sunday, it's the Grammys live.
Woo!
With performances by Jennifer Lopez, Shawn Mendes. Plus, the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Post Malone.
Man, I feel just like a rock star.
And an iconic performance by the legendary Diana Ross.
Thank you.
Alicia Keys hosts the Grammys live CBS Sunday.
Starting at 8 on WBZ Channel 4. Then stay tuned for WBZ News at 11.
Hey guys, Greg Hill here. And during the recent Arctic freeze, for the first time in years, I did not have a frozen pipe issue in my bathroom above my garage, and that's thanks to Garage Doors Plus and my new insulated garage doors. Garage Doors Plus at 617-458-1148 or visit gdplus.com. They'll design custom doors to fit your home and raise your value, and you'll save 10% off because you listen to WAAF. Garage Doors Plus, gdplus.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, man. Bring up the vehicle thing. It's a sore subject this morning.
Well,
sore subject.
Is everything all set? Did
no.
You,
no, I didn't.
Not back.
You didn't get it back?
I didn't have time yesterday. I had previously scheduled meetings up the yin yang, as they say. I didn't have time to get it back. I'm going to get it back today because it's at the tow place. But I will say this: I believe I have created. That's not the right word. I believe I have. Thought of an award-winning idea which will reform Massachusetts government.
Really?
And it will.
That's hilarious, Greg.
And it will. And it will.
Was this why we were binge-watching?
Don't be a cynic. Massachusetts government can change. Don't be a cynic.
Okay.
But it will ensure that no hardworking innocent father of two of 52 years old ever has to go through the horror that I had to go through during my near arrest by the Massachusetts state police the other day. The idea is this: the Registry of Motor Vehicles would allow you to have a credit card on file. And if you have a ticket or a registration that hasn't renewed or something, they could just whack that thing automatically, inform you about it, and then nobody would ever have to worry about not getting a letter or being unaware or not opening it. I would like it to be called Greg's Law.
You know how they name the laws
after people? I would like. Mm-hmm. And when Governor Baker comes in this month for Breakfast with Baker, I am going to demand that he work on this.
This is a suggestion coming from a guy who didn't get Easy Pass for years because he didn't want them to have his credit card stored. Yeah. You, my friend, have made progress.
Yeah, I was a little paranoid.
You have made strides. I am proud of you.
I was paranoid about the government. But in this case, I think it would allow people to avoid not knowing that their registration is revoked or
Yeah, but it's Massachusetts,
such.
Bud.
Yes.
You get pulled over, the cop swipes your license, they know your whole life. Your whole life comes up on their screen. So they have the technology. They just choose not to use it.
What? I don't know. What do you mean?
You have on your license, on the back of your license, when they run, like let's say you get pulled over for a parking ticket, or you get pulled over for speeding, when the guy swipes your license on his ID computer, whatever they use, your whole life comes up.
Yes.
So they already have the technology.
What technology?
To store the credit card, maybe he's saying. It's not that there's
a massive new technology that needs to be created.
There are several different texters who have nailed it, I think.
What?
They'll lose all the money from the late fees on the ticket.
Exactly.
So just pay your damn parking ticket next time.
Oh, that's a good point. The reason they don't do it is they would lose the late fees. Very, very, very interesting.
Yes. Wicked smart, guys.
Hello, Mike.
Speaking of parking tickets, everybody.
Yes.
How soon we forget that all this went down a few years ago, Marathon Monday, when the meter maid was going to tow your Escalade on Boylston Street because the registration expired.
Yes, I believe I believe that is correct.
Get it together, man.
I know.
You need an assistant.
Yes. I need. Listen. Don't. How dare you? That monkey did his duty yesterday, and he did it well. I don't know if they. He put my license plates up on Twitter, though.
No, that was dumb.
Johnny Egan put the license plates up on Twitter when he went to pick them up at the barracks.
Look what I got.
Doesn't Bubs have some like smoke show assistant you could borrow for the off season?
Bubs has several smoke show assistants.
Can he lend you one for a little while?
And one's
do some clerical stuff.
But one's a smoke show of a man, also.
He's so EOE.
That's when you know you've made it. That's when you know you've made it if you have several assistants.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anyway, no further mention of the incident on 495. You should, as this texter points out, it was so painful getting the teardrop prison tattoo that I had to get the other day.
Does
it look pretty good?
Yeah, make sure you put the A&D ointment on it because you don't want it to dry out. Yeah.
Was it a teardrop or did it look like a plate sticker? It said like 19 on it.
It looked like a tiny drop of hollandaise sauce that was dripping down my eye.
The only meeting you had yesterday that I really cared about was with that bottle of O4 Camus.
Oh yes, well that was a business dinner, Danielle. Mm-hmm. You got to drink the good wine at the biz at the biz dins. All right, weather today brought to you by FindMassMoney.com, and it's going to rain for most of the day today. Temperature is going to be 51 for a high. Right now, it is 37 in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. You may have money waiting to be claimed at FindMassMoney.com. Go to FindMassMoney.com and plug in your name and hometown and find out instantly if you're on the list. FindMassMoney.com, fast, easy, and free. Here's a text that says, Greg, I can't believe you have gone 25 minutes without talking about Bezos.
Mm.
We will discuss. I need time for the Bezos blackmail thing. I need time for that.
And pretty intense.
It's very intense.
Yeah.
You know, if Bezos is taking time out of his day, which is normally spent counting his billions to write a blog.
That's executive time.
Thank you. Executive time. Yeah.
You know that if he's taking time away from executive time to write a blog, it's intense. So I would imagine that we would talk about that at about 7:30 or so this morning. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. And you can leave one of those right now at 617-779-5463. That is 617-779-5463. This texter is asking if we will address the comments made by Bestie yesterday with regard to what the missus does to help him, and I think we will. We'll probably do that in about a half an hour.
God bless him for playing along. He's a good egg, that Tom Brady.
I don't know.
Happy wife, happy life. Yeah, he's a smart man. Yeah,
he gets it.
Yeah. I don't know about playing along.
What you think? What do you mean? You think he's?
Well, he'll explain it.
Yeah.
It's scary.
All right, and then at 7:50, we are going to get to LB's greatest moments of the week. And I have been informed by Mr. Shu that there is a bonus LB greatest moment of the week, which Mr. Shu said did not occur on this show, which is I'm trying to figure out how that happened. So,
oh boy,
that's gonna make it a jam.
There's nothing better than a alleged good buddy sending you down the river.
Don't spoil it, LB.
All right, 7:50 for that. What do you think of the City of Boston's plan to make like London, England, and put a giant Ferris wheel up downtown.
We're trying to draw some traffic away from the seaport. Is that what they're doing? I don't know. I think that would be an interesting tourist attraction. They're planning on putting it down by Long Wharf, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
That'd be cool.
Yes.
People love Ferris wheels.
Yeah.
You know, when you get to the top. And they stop.
Yes.
And then the guy, goes to take a pee, and you're wondering what's going on, and you're there for 15 minutes.
Amazingly,
freaking out.
All the shady guys I've been with, that's never happened to me.
No?
No Ferris wheel peeing. I consider myself very fortunate.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I think it would be a good, as long as it doesn't create an additional traffic nightmare of a cluster F,
right.
Then I would be okay with it. It's very popular in England. It's probably the number one most Instagrammable moment. Oh no, I'm sorry. The old phone booth.
Yes.
is the number one most
The TARDIS. It's the from Doctor Who.
It's the most Instagrammable moment in England. But I think the Ferris wheel is probably second when you're in London.
I'm worried about the raining vomit from people at the top who've gone out on a night in Boston and have had a good time. Let's go to the Ferris wheel, and they get up there and they get motion sick. And the poor people waiting in line and the ground.
Flat.
They should give out like raincoats or ponchos.
I didn't realize that it took 30 minutes to do a full rotation on the London Ferris wheel.
Because it's so big?
It's so big and it moves so slowly that they don't stop to let people on and off. Yeah. I guess it moves slow enough that you can just walk on and off the little trammy things.
Yeah.
Really?
So you're committed to a half hour.
Oh, yeah. Full half hour. Speaking of, since I was 10 and we went on a family road trip in the station wagon, but this texter says that the sky wheel at Niagara Falls is astounding. I haven't been there forever.
I went for a wedding in 2009, I think.
Yeah.
Always
a bridesmaid, never a bride. It really upsets me. It just it's not fair.
It's fine.
It's not fair. I mean,
I just want the money back.
Oh,
the
money
The money I have invested, that's what I said. The money I have invested in other people's weddings and baby showers. I mean, if you guys could just throw me back a houseplant or contribute to my foundation. Something.
Do you have any friends left that aren't married?
There were two girls from my graduating class. No, one girl from my graduating class that I always had said she was like the holdout. Like, as long as she's not married with kids, then I'm okay.
Is she in jail?
No,
that's not fair.
No, she's a super smoke too. Oh, okay. She likes super smoke. And I always was like, okay, she's not married yet, so I'm not like, she's going to be my last holdout. Then she got married, and then I was like, all right, well, she doesn't have kids yet. Then she had, like, kids, 2 years. She had her twins, I think, just turned two. Oh. So I was like, okay, that she was, like, the last person I could think of.
Yeah.
And then there was one other friend that I had that I was like, all right, she's the next one. If she gets married and has a baby, and then, boom, that all happened within the last year. And I'm like, okay, well, here we are.
Thankfully, we are taking a lonely singles trip to the casino next week, and who knows? Maybe one of the guys that has won their way on this trip will be Mr. Right for you.
Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe they'll bring. Maybe they'll bring flowers or chocolates or
a squirrel
or a like squirrel really, lasagna. Yeah, yeah. Maybe a squirrel lasagna for you.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. If you bring a bag of Fox Valley squirrel formula, then I'll really love you.
All right. our trip is happening next week. Thursday, we're going to head out to the new casino. And we'll treat all of the lonely singles who come along to dinner at Chandler's Steakhouse. And then we'll take everybody to the La La Burlesque show. And there's also some sort of an anti-Valentine's Day party out there. So, and we will be joined by the uptalker, Natalie, who has responded with a thumbs up emoji, I'm guessing.
But it's a thumbs up emoji that doesn't like match my own skin tone.
Excuse
that's what
me,
people
if it's
do.
Free, it's for me.
And then we will also be, I guess, joined. Has the unicorn confirmed?
Yes, she has.
Oh, really? So unicorn is in.
All right. Wait, I totally have to take a selfie of this.
I can't wait. There's going to be so many selfies.
And we'll be doing the show there next Friday, 1 week from today. Now the news. And the news this first hour is brought to you by...
City of Boston Credit Union. Membership open to everyone that lives or works in Norfolk or Suffolk counties. Visit cityofbostoncreditunion.com for membership information. City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. Brought to you also this hour by the Progressive Insurance New England Boat Show. Come see what's making waves for the 2019 at the Progressive Insurance New England Boat Show, presented by West Marine from February 9th through February 17th at the Boston Convention and Events Center. Tickets and show details at newenglandboatshow.com.
May I interrupt for one moment? Men, this is a text for you, which says, men are intimidated by your confidence, your intellect, and your beauty, Danielle. Oh. You should hold out for a woman.
Well.
That is what this texter says.
Not my thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't really force that.
I mean, you can't count 7 or 8 times in college. I mean, that's just...
Listen, 7 or 8.
With a chick when you're hammered on opening day does not therefore mean one is a lesbian.
I mean, I would just say this. You disappeared into the bathroom for hours with that exotic dancer.
Excuse me, the dancers needed help with their outfits.
Okay, they did? All right.
I wasn't going to let a creepy guy listener in with them. Just let creepy me in with them.
Well, their thong was stuck.
Right. So there's that.
Uh-huh. All right. Now we can get to this.
Another day in Florida.
And now, another edition of Florida. Not like the rest of us.
Just remember not to go out into actual Florida. You don't want to meet those people.
Well, a city commissioner in Florida this week had to resign from her position because she licked the faces of her male co-workers repeatedly and also was accused of groping them.
What a savage this woman is. How old is she?
She looks to be maybe in her like late 50s.
I'm guessing not a looker. I mean, I'm just guessing. I mean, no disrespect.
Maybe put her at the top of the swipe right list.
Okay.
She sort of resembles a gentleman you talked to last week, Mort Anderson.
She looks like
Hall
legendary,
of Fame
legendary kicker Mort Anderson. Yes. Okay, interesting. I wonder if she ever gets mistaken for him. Like, if people are like, Mort, can I have an autograph? And she's like, excuse me, I am a Florida city councilwoman.
Yeah.
All right, so she was licking the face and grabbing the junk of the men that she works with.
Yes.
And so now she's been forced to resign.
She has.
That's good.
Yeah. Nancy Oakley was her name. She was the city commissioner in Madeira Beach.
Okay.
Yep. So the Commission on Ethics agreed last month that she had violated the ethics code. They fined her $5,000. I guess one of the incidents took place at a fishing tournament in 2012.
Well, you get happy hour.
Yeah, they get crazy.
We have some audio on this from Shane Crawford, who is the former city manager.
She would grab your genitalia and then lick you from your Adam's apple up across your face, and it just wasn't a pleasant issue, and she did that to show dominance. It's hard to maintain your innocence when there was 6 to 7, maybe even 8 witnesses to the fact that it happened.
Oh my God!
Yeah, yeah. Very aggressive.
Just did it out in the open. Wow,
be where aggressive.
You been all my life?
Speaking of inappropriate touching type things, there's also a story out of Japan where a 23-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of licking a woman's hair.
Rando hair licking. Was it at the hairdresser or where does something like that? I'm guessing on the subway system or the public transit system.
It was on an escalator at the subway.
Ah, there you go.
Yep.
Well, they get so packed over there in Japan.
They do.
Yeah. Maybe it was an accident.
Right. His tongue accidentally made contact with her hair. How long do you get for that? Is that longer than you get for the suspended registration?
Oh, I think so.
I'm doing
Japan. Everything's jammed up over there.
I'm going to be doing 2 years' time for that.
Yes.
Time.
Eventually.
Yes.
Hard time.
Yes.
They identified him using DNA analysis from a DNA databank from the saliva that was left on the woman's hair, and they were able to also get a visual confirmation based on security footage.
Huh.
Ooh.
All right.
Yeah. Not so much. There's a problem for one gentleman in Canada who wants a vanity plate that is his last name. However, it is considered offensive to many people, and the registry up there in Melville, Saskatchewan, LB.
Ooh. Yeah,
did
that's
you see
just
his head whip
it's
up?
It's 2 hours away from Nipawin.
Okay. So his name. I'll say it how he pronounces it first. It's Dave Osman.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's when people say when people meet him. I love this one. I mention it frequently on the show. When people meet him and they say, "What's up, Mr. Assman?"
Yes,
he goes, "That's pronounced Osman."
Osman.
It's like when you meet somebody and you say, "What's up, Mr. Wang?" and they say it's pronounced
Wong.
No, it's not. You're named after a penis. Your name is Wang.
So Dave's last name is Assman.
Yeah.
Now, of course, if you're a Seinfeld fan, that obscure reference exists, and he's made.
We could play that for you if I know you love.
I
there's
do.
Always a Seinfeld obscure reference.
Yes.
Ass man. No, these don't belong to me. I'm not the ass man. I think there's been a mistake.
What's your name again?
Cosmo Kramer.
Cosmo Kramer, you are the ass man.
You are the ass man. So now Dave says he's proud of his last name. He said there's nothing bad about it and he's not ashamed about it. And he's appealing the registry's decision to block the plate. He's not really too optimistic, though, that they're going to approve it for him.
I'm going to share a link to this story because this guy is a complete chinner. And I admire, it's well known that I admire those who, like me, have excess chin area.
He's one big chin.
This guy.
All the way around.
This guy.
Poor guy.
Really, I mean, his license plate, it should be more like Chin Man as opposed to Ass Man. I'll share this on my Twitter feed right now. If you're not following me on Twitter, you should be. And you can just go on Twitter and follow Greg Hill, WAAF. And I will do my best to keep you up to date with everything that is going on this show and with the foundation and the such. So I just want to do this. Okay. I have shared that on my Twitter feed, Greg Hill, WAAF. Danielle, we have time for more news. What else is going on?
This.
And now,
his intentions go from creepy to pornographic.
The Hillman Morning Show presents...
I know you think you're some sort of smooth-talking ladies' man, but the truth is you are just pathetic and creepy.
How creepy is it?
Did he ever do this?
Delta and Coca-Cola are both apologizing for their recent marketing stunt, I guess you can say, that fell on deaf ears. So they made these, you know, the little cocktail napkins that, well, Greg, you fly private. I don't know if they have the same napkins.
Those are cloth.
They give you little cocktail napkins to put your drink on on your tray table.
They always give LB a little cocktail napkin. I get the medium sized one, but yeah, okay, what? Yeah.
So they on the cocktail napkins was the Coca-Cola logo.
Yeah.
And the Diet Coke logo. And on one side it said, because you're on a plane full of interesting people and hey, you never know. And then on the other side it says, be a little old school, write down your number and give it to your plane crush.
Huh.
So, you know, we always talk about how hard it is to meet people and how people are creeped out when they're approached by strangers.
Yeah.
People are balking at this all over the place. The internet went crazy. Twitter went nuts. People are saying, this is so creepy and weird. Why are you trying to, you know, enable people to do weird things? Like, really, is this, what are three people nationwide going to probably use the friggin' napkin to write a phone number down?
I mean,
come on.
You
what's
can't
the
have fun
deal?
Anymore. I mean, I don't think it creates a hostile environment or anything. I mean, if it's, all you do if somebody sends a napkin over with their number, you reject it. You send it send it back.
Next thing you know, Greg, there's a flight attendant coming over with restraints.
Obviously, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's the problem these days. You can't you can't do it old school like that. It used to be like what, matchbooks?
And, yeah. Right.
You know, coasters or whatever.
Matchbooks, what are those?
Yeah, exactly, right?
Who didn't try and wheel a sky hag all day, every day on a plane?
Mm-hmm.
When she leans over and gives you your Coke and you're like,
hey,
you're beautiful.
Where are you from? If you could just take your face out of there, that'd be great.
You got to stay over tonight in Florida?
Oh, it got dark all of a sudden, kid.
I lived it.
Oh, yeah.
We've heard.
Yeah, we've heard. Exactly.
There's some third world country now that has a bunch of like Rams Super Bowl champion shirts and Delta like phone number napkins.
Delta phone number napkins. Yes, absolutely. All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
It is 6:42, and coming up at 7:05, science has extraordinary news today for those of you who love dessert. Chinners who love dessert. Excellent, positive information from science, which I will share at 7:05. So before the commercial break, we were discussing that the Delta Airlines and Coca-Cola felt the need to apologize for a little stunt that they pulled on some of their planes in which they created some logoed napkins in which one could write their phone number down and give it to another passenger. And, of course, in this day and age, offering somebody your phone number is akin to trying to sell them into international slavery or what do they call it?
Putting it lightly.
What do they call the
sex trafficking?
Yes.
Because you couldn't just write your number on plain blank napkin, right? or a piece of paper,
You could. So I have some follow-up text messages on that before we talk about Bestie and what everybody's talking about this morning with regard to Bestie. This is a text that says, 23-year-old female here, and I get out my business card when I am interested in someone.
That's smart.
That's a good power.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And here's a woman texting in who says, a guy left a note on my windshield at the laundromat, and I was flattered, not upset by it. So there are still some.
Good move.
There are still some who don't mind.
Did you look around and see that it was a hot guy? Because you saw him leaving, and that's why it wasn't creepy.
All right.
You mean if he was ugly, she would have been terrified.
She would have been calling 911.
This is Jim on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Jim.
Hi, guys. My name's Tim. Good morning. Just wanted to say hi and let you guys know that airplanes are a great place to meet people because you're stuck next to them.
Yes.
And you have to talk.
Yes.
I met my wife on an airplane, actually. She was flying home, and I was flying home.
Yeah.
Weird trip in the middle, but I met her on an airplane, and we just started talking, and 6 years later, and here we are married from across the country.
So wait, it was 6 years ago?
Yeah, I met her 6 years ago on an airplane flying from Anchorage to Seattle. I was flying home from Fairbanks to here. She was flying home from Anchorage to Seattle. We happened to sit next to each other.
What was the, Jim, what was the opening line? Where you go? Where are you going? Oh wait, no, you know where you're going. You're both on the same plane. The, why are you traveling or what? Do you remember what it was?
It's a pleasure.
All right.
It's all pleasure for me, baby girl. I'll tell you that.
I'm sure it is. Here's a text which says, why would you write your number on a napkin when you can just airdrop a D-pic? Mm. Now, I got to tell you something. That is, you don't randomly airdrop those. We learned yesterday and in this morning's replay that you shouldn't be sending that kind of stuff.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe people were confused because they didn't know what the napkin was referring to. It's like, did I write my phone number down with a pen on here?
Here's a 508 text that says, I met his wife on the airplane also.
That's not
nice. He's listening.
He was open for that.
Here's a 774 text. I am 28 years old and married with a baby. I'm assuming this is a woman. And whenever I get hit on, it's always flattering and it gives me a lift.
Oh, that's
nice.
Now,
how do you feel as a woman? Like, if a guy is expressing that you're cute and is interested, Do you take it as a compliment?
I always take it as a compliment.
Okay.
If the person does not relent after if it's clear that I'm not interested and that I don't want to pursue anything, if the person just keeps going and going and going, then it gets to be a little much.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they're hot.
Here's a text.
Right.
857 text. A guy approached me in the automotive section of the store and asked if I was single. I was not attracted to him, but I was still flattered. Mm-hmm. So that woman, even though she wasn't attracted to him, she was flattered.
Yeah, give the guy credit.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what's going on with Delta and Coca-Cola and an apology. I was asked by, what are you laughing at?
Just, the person saying, how do you write again?
Oh, yeah. How do you write? Yeah. How do you write? Millennial Olympics. Write your phone number in cursive. Somebody was texting in earlier asking when we were going to talk about Bestie. You know, I think everybody knows who Bestie is.
Hillman.
Good luck.
Good to see you, buddy.
All right. Yeah. Good to see you too, Tom.
Yeah.
Bestie spoke yesterday about his wife and some things that she does for him.
Yeah.
And some people think it's odd.
Oh, stop it.
What is that? Do you think it's odd?
Because she's spiritual. No, because that's all kind of stuff that I do.
Yeah.
So
she gives him some stones.
Crystals.
Some crystals.
Crystals have very healing properties.
Yeah.
You use them for a lot of different applications.
Yeah, it's like the triangle.
Yeah, basically,
you know,
yes.
People
just
believe
like
in different stuff.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
People go to church on Sunday.
Right.
For what?
Yeah, I don't think it's odd, but let's take a listen to what Tom Brady said yesterday.
You know, I've learned a lot from my wife over the years. And she's so about the power of intention, you know, and believing things that are really going to happen. And she always makes a little altar for me at the game because she just wills it so much. And so she put together a little altar for me that I could bring with pictures of my kids. And I have these little special stones and healing stones and protection stones, and she has me wear a necklace and take these drops she makes. I say all these mantras. And I stopped questioning her a long time ago. I did. I just shut up and listened. And at first I was like, this is kind of crazy. And then about 4 years ago, we were playing the Seahawks, and she said, you better listen to me. This is your year, but this is all the things you're going to have to do to win. And I did all those things, and my God, you know, it worked. It was pretty good. And then in 2015, it was about early January, and she said, you know how much I love you? And I said, yeah. And she said, I just want to let you know this is not going to be your year. And of course, we lost. I said, what does 16 look like? And she said, 16 is going to be your year. So it was early January this year, and I said, babe, I'm asking, do we have a chance? And she said, yeah, but you're going to have to do a lot of work, and you're really going to have to listen to me. So, man, I listened to her. And right after the game, she said, see, I did a lot of work. You do your work, I do mine. She said, you're lucky you married a witch. I'm just a good witch.
Not an issue for me. I mean, you said it earlier, happy wife.
Happy wife, happy life.
Happy
she wants
life.
To play. She wants to do a new moon ritual. Wake up at midnight and let her do the damn ritual. Who cares?
Right. The issue for me is her accuracy.
Right?
That's frightening.
Well?
That's frightening.
It's called
people
love,
laugh.
Man.
Yeah,
she's calling the games.
Yeah. Well, it's called love.
Obscure reference on the crystals Napoleon Dynamite using the crystals
to try to go back in the time machine.
Yes.
Napoleon, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
You know that's not going to work.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. A lot of that, you seem like somebody who would believe in the crystals. And
I do.
All that. Is that a part of your first level healing skills that you've acquired recently?
We don't use crystals after spending
$500 or
$350 in the first level of pranic healing. But that's something that you could certainly bring in as an additional thing to shore up your, you know, therapy and practice.
Do you light any like frankincense and myrrh or any like?
Do I light any me?
Do you wave that smoky thing that
joint?
That the Pope is...
The frankincense balls.
The frankincense balls. Waves
in your direction. Yeah. I'm going down to the convenience store to get some Nag Champa so it smells like college.
Oh, great. Now I have to have Nag Champa.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.